This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
President Obama will speak to business leaders today to try and rally support for his plan to avoid the fiscal cliff. Many U.S. businesses say they'd have to lay off workers if we go over the cliff, but there are also implications for the rest of the world. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what is the expectation on your side of the pond, that the U.S. is going to go over the fiscal cliff or that there's going to be a deal to avoid that?
Well, an awful lot of people, I think, have been assuming that at the last minute, at least, there will be some sort of deal. But as the last minute gets closer to the present day and as the negotiations continue, I think doubts are growing about whether the U.S. will manage to avoid it.
And if there is no deal and we do go over the cliff, what kind of an impact would that have on the European debt crisis?
A lot depends on just how long the US goes over the cliff for. To use a rather strange metaphor, if they can jump back onto dry land fairly shortly afterwards, then the damage might be relatively limited. But bear in mind, for many European countries, the US is a very important export market. So if we were to see a significant downturn in the US, then of course that's going to affect the sales, particularly of countries like Germany that are really big exporters.
So are any preparations being made just in case we go over the cliff?
Well, I don't see that there are preparations specifically for the eventuality of the fiscal cliff. What you would need to do to minimise the damage is to just ensure that the European economy is in general terms as resilient as possible. And of course, there is a big effort going on to try and do that in the context of responding to the European debt crisis. It's just that they're making very slow progress in it.
So are leaders across Europe reaching out to their counterparts in Washington to try and make their concerns known?
They're not making a big public song and dance about it, but I'm sure behind the scenes they are doing so. And it's certainly the case that at the G20 summit in the summer, European leaders, along with everybody else, was telling President Obama very vigorously, you need to sort this out. Just as, I have to say, everybody else was telling European leaders that they need to sort out the problems on this side of the pond.
Yeah, it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Andrew Walker, economics correspondent for the BBC. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Jeremy.